when I think that God, his son, not sparing, sent him to die, I scarce can take it in that on the cross my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Then sings my song, I sing of God to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Well, TGIF, thank God it's Friday, or thank goodness it's Friday. How's everybody doing? This is CA, your on-air personality on the iHeartRadio Network. I hope everybody's doing well today. And guess what today is? You got it. Not only is it thank God it's Friday or thank goodness it's Friday, it is Billy Graham Friday. That's right, Billy Graham Fridays. We're always glad to present Billy Graham Fridays to you all. So we've got a great Billy Graham lined up, and here in just a bit, I'm going to tell you what we kind of got going on the show, and I know you're going to really enjoy it. So before I get started on that, I want to remind you, if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, feel free. You can always email me. I'm up top the tower here at Faith Studio One, the iHeartRadio studio, and it's a very hot, muggy, it's going to be this way for a while, hazy, ozone-y kind of a day. Next couple of weeks, we're actually going to be starting our 100-degree weather here really soon. In fact, next week. So any of y'all that are in North Central Texas or anywhere around the Central States and West, be sure to hydrate. Drink that water. Hydrate early. That's the secret. Also, try to hydrate early if you can, okay? And also, like me on my station page, the Facebook page. Search me up, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast. Check that like button. I'd love to have y'all. The more, the merrier. I have... station information, has my direct contact and phone number you guys can always reach me at, okay? All right, well, let's talk about what's going to happen today on a Friday. All right, it is Billy Graham Fridays, and I'm going to have a Billy Graham we're going to be playing here in a while. And it says, and it's going to be entitled, basically, you're going to love this one, okay? When God gets your attention, doesn't he always get all of our attention? This is from the Portland, Oregon. It's going to be from the Portland, Oregon Crusade he did back in 1992. Then we're going to go also have some more Christian music by Bev Shea or Cliff Barrels. Maybe even a Billy Graham one in there when he did one with them. I don't know. We'll see. Don't hold me to it, but eventually. And on top of that, guys, Coach Dan is here. That's right. Coach Stanley is going to visit with us just for a little bit. And I know you're going to enjoy that. Plus, we got the traditional send-off for a Friday weekend on May the 13th, 2022. Hard to believe. I mean, goodness, has time flew by. Two more weeks, and we're going to be celebrating Memorial Day, the year of everybody starting to travel out of COVID times. Okay, so be safe, everybody. And what do you say? Let's get a little jumping jack ready, okay? All right, loosen those arms up. Praise and worship time. We got the great Billy Graham coming up in a few. All right, here we go. Stretch him. I don't see you stretching your... All right, here we go. Jumping jack ready. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I counted backwards this time. Now we're going to count forward. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. Okay. All right. Well, stand by because you know what? I have got, and he's here. He's drinking coffee. He's anxious. And you know what? I can't help but to play this song, and let's just go ahead and do it right now. Put me in, Coach. Coach Stanley in the building. There we go. A little bit of center field, ladies and gentlemen, on a Friday, a TGF Friday. Thank God it's Friday. Thank goodness it's Friday, whatever you want to call it. Let's give a cheer. Morning Brew Christian Podcast cheer. Let's give him a hand clap. It isn't right if we didn't give him some morning crow. All right. Security Sam, quit laughing at him. Quit laughing. Quit whistling. Yeah. All right. Drum roll. You know the rap. Fanfare countdown for Coach
10,
Stanley.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Your friend, my friend, Coach Stan, or Coach Stanley, however you want to call it. Hello, Coach Stanley. Welcome to the, again, the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show. And we've got Billy Graham Fridays coming up here in just a little bit. A great lesson. That's great. Popcorn, peanuts, hot dogs. How about it? Baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet, Ford, whatever you want to call it. You know, I knew you were going to say that. How are you, my friend? CA, I'm doing just fine. How are you? I'm doing great. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for stopping by the studio for a little bit. It's always an honor, and it's also always an honor drinking a cup of coffee, a good cup of coffee, and having Jesus in the morning with you. There you go. And after we get done talking to you, we're going to play a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. That's right. It wouldn't be yet without it. All right, good. Let me ask you a quick question. I won't keep you too long. I know we always have brief visits. I do have a question. How are you handling the ozone? See, hey, I tell you what, traveling around and everything, and you know, within baseball land, I got to tell you, it's been very rough. We drink a lot of Powerade, Gatorade, water to hydrate, but you got to have those electrolytes, especially for the baseball players. And we're going to be playing your Texas Rangers, so I expect to be back down here, play at the Globe Life Field, I guess. Yes, yes. I love that. It's a beautiful pop art. That's good. I'm glad you do. And yes, indeed. I can't wait to maybe listen to you on the radio. Won't be able to go out there. You know, it's kind of funny, I must say. Kind of have mixed emotions about that. One is, they built a brand new stadium back, not even 25 years ago. It's very nice. I had a chance with my daughter in the younger years to run around the bases. We did a base round. And you know what, Coach Stan? I got to tell you, all they had to do was put a retractor on that thing when they built it. And it's a beautiful stadium. I know it's a far cry shame. They use it for other things, I hear, CA. But you know how that is. Out with the old, on with the new. That's right. Seems like about every 20 to 25 years, if Jerry World ain't doing something, the Texas Rangers are doing something. But the Globe Life Field Park, I heard, is a little bit smaller. But it is air-conditioned when they close it in. They should have done that a long time ago. Living in the great state of Texas and being a native Texan, I must tell you, that's kind of the way it is. It's always going to be hot and humid and muggy. I mean, gosh, if Nolan Ryan could have done it, anybody else could have, right? Well, let me tell you, that great Nolan Ryan, he is amazing. That's right, he is. He really is. Well, I just got a short one. I got to play a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. Wanted to say a hidey-hi, hidey-ho, whatever you want to call it. and wish you well on your baseball team. I know you got some meetings you got to go to. You're supposed to be having some breakfast with your friends, from what I understand, that are in town to see you directly. So I'm glad you stopped by up top the tower here at Faith Studio One at the iHeartRadio studio.
Yes, CA, I'm so glad to be by to say hi and grab a cup of coffee and just tell you, be safe, everybody. Hydrate. Drink Powerade. Gatorade. We used to have Rangerade a long time ago. Yes, and real quickly, my grandmother, back when my grandfather owned a shop, electric motor shop, when he was alive, of course, he's up in heaven now, they did have Rangerade, and Rangerade was very popular. And she'd have me go around the corner to the little shopping supermarket, which was really cool, and I'd go in there and get some. And it was nice. Oh, I bet it was! It really was. Yes, indeed. All right, my friend. Y'all have yourself a great day with your friends and everything on breakfast. I sure will. And guys, continue to share his podcast, The Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show, ranked number one on iHeartRadio Network. There you go. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. All right, I'm going to signal it off here with a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning.
I got another Bev Shay coming up. By the way, give me a good cup of coffee and Jesus in the morning. You know you can only hear that majority on Fridays. Exclusively and only on the Morning Brew Christian Podcast Show on iHeartRadio. Again, friends, good morning everybody on a Friday. This is CA, your on-air personality, on the iHeartRadio Network here at the Tower, up top the Tower here at Faith Studio One in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Hazy, hot day. Boy, hot weather's okay to a certain point. Get kind of burnt out of it after a while. But anyway, I got one more song coming up, and that's a Bev Shay. He's going to talk about the old rugged cross. And then, coming up, Billy Graham Fridays.
I was just a small boy in Winchester, Ontario, and one day, two fine singers from the USA came to our home and asked my mother to play for them while they sang a song they said was new, the old rugged cross. I stood transfixed near the piano and watched their faces as they described in this tender song the suffering of the Lord. At a later time, I came to know the wonder of God's forgiveness.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was.
All right, wasn't that a great Bev Shea, Beverly, George Beverly Shea? All right, ladies and gentlemen, now we're going to go ahead and go back and let's just flashback 1992, Portland, Oregon, message by Dr. Billy Graham on Billy Graham Fridays, When God Gets Your Attention. Enjoy.
Now I want to take as our text tonight a passage in the 12th chapter of Hebrews. These words. And this word yet once more signified the removing of all those things that are shaken as of things that are made, but those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Since we were here in the 50s and then in the 60s, things have changed. I was asking Joe Aldrich a moment ago, I said, don't you all still have streetcars? It seems to me I've seen one since I've been here. And he said, yes, they've just put them in. And I thought, well, that's the first city I've been to in a long time where they had streetcars. The last I can remember was in Bucharest. They had streetcars, and it took me back to my boyhood and childhood when we had streetcars in our town of Charlotte, North Carolina. But many things have changed since we were here. I could not remember that you had such tall buildings in the city center in 1950. And today there are so many beautiful high rises on both sides of the Willamette River that I hardly know how to get around. In 1950, the freeway system hadn't been built. And the streetcars were moving slowly. Most of you got here on one of the interstates, a freeway system, or on the Max Rail system tonight. And when we were here in 1950, television was a new phenomenon. It had just started. I remember one of the first that I saw was in 1939 at the New York World's Fair. And they had a camera up there, and you could walk in front, and you could see a little fuzzy picture. And I remember when television first came out, and we got a television set, and we enjoyed seeing that snow and some shadows moving, and guess what it was? In fact, it was here in Portland that our radio program, The Hour of Decision, got started. And today, through modern technology, these meetings will be seen by television by many, perhaps many hundreds of thousands or even millions until the end of this year. In 1950, the Portland Beavers baseball team played here in this stadium. I remember that. Today, the NBA Portland Trailblazers have created what we talked about a moment ago, Blazermania. Tonight, I want to find out tonight how many people are here and you're under 30 years of age. I want you to stand up. Now, I'm in the senior citizen class, so you'll soon be supporting us. And so we give a lot of attention to you. But I also see a lot of gray heads here. And those of us that are senior citizens can really see a change in Portland. Things that you younger people take for granted. We were born before television, before frozen foods, before antibiotics, before nylons, before Xerox, before credit cards. For us, time sharing meant togetherness, not computers. And software wasn't even a word. We were before pantyhose and drip dry clothes, before ice makers and dishwashers, Cheerios, instant coffee, decaffeinated anything, and McDonald's had never been heard of. And I don't know how we lived. If we'd been asked to explain CIA, VCR, UFO, ERA, NFL, or JFK, we would have said, well, that's alphabet soup. When you think of how our world has changed and the adjustments we've had to make, today's senior citizens are a pretty hardy bunch because we came along through all of that. There have been great political changes. Hungary. We were in the People's Stadium in Hungary about 3 or 4 years ago, and it had the largest crowd in its history to hear the gospel. 115,000 people in one service. South Africa would have never thought of having an integrated service in those days. We went to South Africa. We did not go until they guaranteed we could have integration. And we went there. And we can show you on film where the newspapers had headlines saying, Billy Graham says apartheid is sin. And then there have been gigantic geophysical and ecological calamities across the world. I read last Sunday's Earth Week column in the Argonian, a diary of some of the things that happened on the planet last week. It talked of tropical storms last week, like the worst hurricane to slam into Hawaii in this century. It continued to report on the damage from Hurricane Andrew in Florida. Norman Mitsky's house, who is on our team, looked like some giant hand had come down and just lifted the whole thing up and lifted everything out. We went to Homestead in southern Florida, and my son, who's here tonight, Franklin Graham, has an organization called Samaritan's Purse, and they had already gotten 10 trailers in place down there by the time we got there to see it. And what a devastation that was. You cannot imagine what happened in southern Florida. You can't see it on television. Stefan Nelson, my grandson, spent his full time down there working, handing out water and bread and things. And he saw on top of one roof this sentence that somebody had written. Okay, God, you got our attention. Now what? And the newspaper went on to mention Typhoon Sybil, the tropical storms, Payne and Roslyn. Monsoon floods washed away entire villages in North India and Pakistan, killing thousands of people. There were earthquakes in Zion, Nicaragua, and minor shakes in many other parts of the world. These are just the things that came out of one newspaper. This is all in addition to environmental changes, such as the sudden drop in levels of protective ozone over the Antarctic, mentioned in the column, that might signal major damage. I could go on and on. And that was just in your newspaper last week. We are living in a changing and increasingly dangerous world. That's the point I'm trying to make. It's not getting better. Today's USA Today carried a look at statistics that shape our lives. It said that in the 12 and 17-year-old teen bracket, 46% have tried alcohol for the first time. 38% have started smoking. We thought they were not smoking anymore. According to a recent study done by Harvard University, researchers, drinking on campus is at an all-time high. You probably saw the reports last Sunday in your newspaper of the FBI statistics. Argonians reported more serious crimes in 91 than 90, with a sizable increase in killings and rapes. Juvenile crime is soaring. Oregon's teen pregnancy rate increased for the fourth consecutive year, according to a state health division report that I saw this week. Nationwide, the number of teens with HIV have more than doubled since 1989. And AIDS is the sixth leading cause of death for people in the ages between 15 and 24. Can you imagine that? One-fifth of all the people with AIDS are in their 20s. With the disease probably contracted while they were teenagers. The incidence of AIDS is three times higher among teenage girls than among adult women. Thousands of women, of people, especially young people, are trying to find a purpose and a meaning in their lives. Have you found it? Do you have a purpose in your life, and does life have meaning to you? Or is your life cracking up and going all to pieces? The big question today is, what is meaning? 50 years ago, when I started preaching, the philosophical question was, what is truth? Today's question is, what is the point? The Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Your heart, my heart, is deceitful and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Who would believe that after a storm hit Miami and southern Florida like Andrew, that there'd be looters taking advantage of it? I read an article in the Charlotte Observer last week that domestic violence cases are soaring after the hurricane in southern Florida. We don't know our hearts. We don't know what would happen until it actually happens. Andrew Morris, the great philosopher in France, wrote, "The universe is indifferent. Who created it? Why are we here on this puny mud heap spinning in infinite space?" He said, "I have not the slightest idea." And there are many people that take that attitude. Albert Camus, who was the great philosopher that everybody quoted a few years ago, said, "Man cannot live without meaning." Are you trying to live without meaning in your life? Now, here are some of the things that the philosophers were saying that people think about when they're alone. When you're alone, here's what many people that are here tonight think about. First, you think about, well, I have to suffer, maybe now or soon. I must struggle to make ends meet. I must struggle in my marriage. I must struggle with my girlfriend, my boyfriend, because it seems that things are going wrong. I must struggle to make grades in school. I'm at the mercy of chance. I feel guilty all the time, and I don't know what I'm guilty of. I ask the question, when I'm alone, who am I? I know that I must die. And I'm afraid to die. I don't want to die. But I know I'm going to have to die. Every person in this audience 75 years from now will be dead. A scientist recently asked the question on television, who made the Earth? Why is it here? What is its future? We have the answer. We just don't know. Then he said an interesting thing. Perhaps we're all going to have to restudy the biblical accounts. And that's exactly what many atheists are doing today. They're restudying the biblical accounts. The first time I met Mr. Yeltsin in the Kremlin, I talked with him, and he told me that he'd been an atheist. But he said, I'm no longer an atheist. He said, I've come to believe that there's something beyond this life and something bigger than we are. And he said, I've started going back to church. And he said, my grandchildren are wearing crosses around their necks, and I'm glad. Now, that was a couple years ago before the coup. T.S. Eliot once wrote, where is the wisdom? Think of it now. Where is the wisdom that we've lost in knowledge? We have a tremendous amount of knowledge. We have universities by the scores and hundreds and thousands throughout the world. But we've lost wisdom in the midst of all of our knowledge. Jesus said, and there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars and upon the earth, distress of nations with perplexity. In Luke 21:25, distress. That word means that we're pressed from all sides. And perplexity means no way out. If you'd gone to Rio to that conference on ecology and how can we save this planet, you would have come away like many of them came away, confused and mixed up, discouraged and hopeless. President Kennedy said a quarter of a century ago, no man entering upon this office could fail to be staggered upon learning the harsh enormities of the trials through which he must pass in the next few years. How right President Kennedy was. He went on to say, each day the crisis multiplies. Each day their solution grows more difficult. Each day we draw nearer the hour of maximum danger, and time is not our friend. In the midst of all these changes, there are certain things that have not changed and will never change. The first thing that has never changed in all these centuries, the nature of God has not changed. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. The scripture says there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning with God. That means the batting of an eyelash. Not even that much change in God in all these centuries. He's from everlasting to everlasting. He had no beginning. He has no end. I don't understand that, but I accept it. He's the one thing that we can count on is God. He's unchanging in his holiness. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, which was and is and is to come. Revelation 4:8. God is unchanging in judgment. It says the Lord shall judge the ends of the earth. God is unchanging in love. For God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God loves you. That's hard to believe. That's hard to take in. But God loves you. And if you were the only person in the whole world, God would love you, and he would have sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for you. God is love. That's one thing I want you to remember when we leave that we've said. And then the second thing, the word of God has not changed. Not only the nature of God has not changed, but the word of God has not changed. This Bible is the word of God. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. And what you read in this book stands forever. It's a thrilling thing to take up this book and know that you're reading something inspired by God, and it's his message to the human race. He tells us where we came from. He tells us where we're going. He tells us how to live every day. The third thing that hasn't changed, human nature has not changed. Jeremiah the prophet said, as I said a moment ago, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You're a sinner, I'm a sinner. Sin means that I've broken God's laws. I've broken the Ten Commandments. If you have broken one commandment one time, you're guilty of all. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever had lust in your heart? Then you're guilty. We're guilty before God. And because we're guilty, we're under sentence of death. Death in this life and death in the life to come. And then fourthly, the way of salvation has not changed. In all these centuries, the way of salvation is still the same. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved, in Acts 4:12. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. In the last generation, the only way to God was through Christ. In this generation, the only way to God will be through Christ, the only one in history of whom it is written, he that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Think of it. The wrath of God abides on you now. And the only way that wrath can be turned away is by the cross. When Jesus Christ took your sins on the cross, God could no longer see your sins because your sins were buried in the depths of the sea. And God cannot even remember your sins. Think of it. God cannot even remember. He has the ability to turn the tape recorder off and erase it. And God cannot remember your sins when you come to Christ at the cross by faith and repentance. Yes, God will never change. The Word of God will never change. But you have to change if you are to go to heaven. If you are to have a new life here and have purpose and meaning in your life, you have to change. The first thing you have to do is repent. Repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out, the scripture says. The second thing is to believe, and that word believe means to commit. That's the marriage vow that we take. It's not just getting married, it's a lifetime commitment. My wife is here tonight. And we've had differences, like every normal couple. And someone asked her, had she ever thought of divorce? She said, no, but I have thought of murder. I don't know where she's sitting, but sometime I'm going to ask her to explain that. But we have a wonderful marriage and we have a wonderful family, and all of them know the Lord, for which we give thanks to God. Now I want to ask you, do you know Christ? You see, Christ died for you. And on that cross, God laid on him the sins of us all. We deserved hell. We deserved judgment. We deserved to pay the price for our sins. But Jesus took them voluntarily on the cross. And on that cross, he had the capacity, because he was the God-man, to see you sitting here tonight. He looked ahead these thousands of years and he could see you, and he knew you, and he knew all about you, and he loved you, and he's willing to forgive you and give you purpose and meaning in your life and change your life. Your life has to change. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Have you come to Christ? Has there been a time when you received him as your Lord and your Savior and said, Lord, with your help, I want to follow you. I'm going to read the Bible. I'm going to pray. And I'm going to be as faithful to you as I can. And I can't live the Christian life alone. I'm a failure. Billy Graham cannot live the Christian life. I've tried. I can't do it. But with the help of the Word of God and the help of the Holy Spirit, I can live the Christian life. But He lives it through me. He produces the fruit of the Spirit, which is love and joy and peace. All of these things are supernaturally produced in you by the Holy Spirit when you receive Christ. Some people say, I'm trying to hold on. You don't need to hold on. He holds you. Just turn loose and let Him come into your heart.
Amen. There we go. Billy Graham, When God Gets Your Attention. Now, on closeout, I'm going to do a George Bev shave, an oldie but goodie. And I want your heart to meditate. And if it's anything I can do, guys, go to my station page, click on my phone number, or send me a text, and I'll help you out. Or I got prayer partners I can lead you off to, or send me an email, morningsbrew@gmail.com, morningsbrew@gmail.com. Here we go, Bev shave, softly and tenderly. There we go, George Beverly Shea, softly and tenderly, Jesus is calling. Amen, amen. All right, well, I'm going to get ready to saddle up, and I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1, the iHeartRadio studio here in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. Each and every one of you guys are loved. I want you to remember that. So let's lead off in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for all you do. Father God, I just pray you watch over, guide, and protect us. Oh, Jesus, touch many hearts out there that need to know you. And we want to be the arms and feet for you, Jesus, the ones that have accepted you into their life. Oh, God, I pray you protect each and every one of us. Keep us hydrated in these rough times of the summertime coming up. Keep us healthy and strong. And we think of Ukraine. We pray for this, for Ukraine
until the protection of them. Oh, Jesus, I know you got your mighty hands on those wonderful people over there. And the ones that have lost loved ones, may you just hold them ever so tight. And we give you all the praise and the glory, and all God's people said amen. All right, friends, well, this is CA. I'm going to saddle up, and I'm going to leave Faith Studio 1 up top the tower here, the iHeartRadio studio in beautiful downtown Fort Worth. I want you to remember that the sun does rise on the other side, and I also want you to enjoy life, L-I-F-E, explanation point, dot. Go out and make it a great day, and be safe, and stay hydrated. Bye for now.